It's 9:24 on Classical Mornings. I'm your host, Jean Stillwell, and with us on the phone is Jennifer Tung. Now, Jennifer is one of Canada's most versatile and vibrant musical forces, a DORA-nominated conductor, a champion of new opera, and artistic director of Toronto City Opera. She also serves as assistant conductor of the Mississauga Symphony Orchestra and has recently led the world premiere of Gould's Wall, a vertical opera inspired by the life of Glenn Gould. She joins us today to talk about a new production of From Toronto City Opera, Aaron Copland's The Tender Land, a heartfelt coming-of-age folk opera about a young girl on the verge of graduation navigating the dreams and doubts of adulthood. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jean. How are you?
I'm terrific, thanks. How about you?
Oh, very good, very good.
How's the energy going before this show?
Actually, you know, like very well. I mean, we've started rehearsal a couple of weeks ago, and it's just everybody's buzzing with lots of energy. There's a lot of movement, including the chorus. There's a wonderful party scene in Act Two where there will be quite a bit of choreography, which is led by Alison Grant. So we're very lucky.
Sure. Yeah. She's fabulous. Yeah.
She is.
So tell me about that. Now, the tagline for this production is "Far off dreams and homebound roots collide in this heartfelt coming-of-age folk opera." What does that mean to you, and how does it come to life on stage?
So, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, Laurie, of course, the main character, you know, of the opera, is the first one, you know, to graduate and is really looking at sort of her life ahead, where she's going. But at the same time, having grown up in a very small town, you know, feeling like that she really is attached to her family and to the land,
right,
you know, like where she's from. And I think that a lot of people can really relate to that. I mean, for myself, you know, like I did not grow up in a small town. I came from Hong Kong. I actually was born and raised in Hong Kong, but, you know, sort of was faced with back then the changeover, you know, into the Chinese government, you know, like in 97.
Yes.
A lot of parents were very concerned and really wanted, you know, like to send their kids, you know, like away.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of finishing school in Hong Kong, I actually eventually went to the U.S. And had gone back home, but not many times. And so, as a matter of fact, having to leave a lot of my friends, you know, like back at home, and to move to a place that's thousands of miles away. So I can certainly connect, you know, like to the sentiment of this opera.
Uh-huh. And now it's described in your promo as a folk opera. What exactly does that mean? And how does Copland's score blend classical form with folk inspiration?
Yeah, so, you know, Aaron Copland, of course, we all know, who's very famous for Appalachian Spring.
Yeah.
But not so well known sort of in the opera community.
Yes.
And this is actually one of the probably, I think, less produced piece of musical work that Aaron Copland has done. But singers, you know, as we all know, sang probably throughout their professional lives or student lives, a lot of the American folk songs that he had arranged. And this is actually no different. I mean, like, a lot of the music is very simple and definitely has a huge folk-like quality, you know, like to it. It's nothing complicated, but the melodies are just super beautiful.
Yeah, all of his stuff is super beautiful. What drew you to the opera particularly, and why now?
That's actually a very interesting question. So last season, it was the first time that we stepped into doing something that's out of the sort of top 10 opera, you know, canon, because I really feel like, one, it's interesting, you know, like to do something that's not sort of the ordinary big productions, you know, for the Toronto audience, but also is a huge education for our community chorus, which is the heart of, you know, the company.
Fantastic.
And so we actually did Carlisle Floyd's Susanna.
Oh, nice.
Which is actually the second most played American, like contemporary American opera in America. However, it really has not been produced that many times in Canada at all. And so I really chose to do that. And it was taking a risk, which became hugely successful. It was actually one of our best-selling show in our 51-year history of the company. And so following that and sort of the response, you know, like from our members, our chorus members, and they really enjoy this music. And so I really wanted to step out and do something else that's also not produced very often. And this kind of came into my lap, and I love Copeland's music, and it really also combines some movement skills with singing music for the chorus. And so one of the main things as an artistic director of this company and having the chorus being the center part of this company is that I really plan ahead to try and teach as many stage skills as I possibly can to the people that are actually joining us, you know, as part of the production.
Yes. Now, I'm very curious about this because am I right in saying that your chorus, anybody can sing in the chorus?
That's correct. It's a non-audition chorus.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How does that work?
So, I mean, it is definitely not without its challenge, but I really feel in order to get the community involved, what better way to do it
than
to actually allow people to be part of the production. So what this means is that, you know, for me as an artistic director and also, you know, for the creative team, I have to be very careful to choose people that I know will work well with different levels of, you know, like of musicians and also movement.
Right.
And so far, I've been very, very lucky. And Mabel Wanacott, who is our director, is phenomenal in working with the chorus. And for me, as an artistic director and you know, conductor for this production, I use many different methods to make sure that people that are at different musical levels can equally learn the music easily. So, for example, you know, I record all our rehearsals and put it on Google Drive so that people can review whenever it is that they want.
What a great idea!
And we also have sectional rehearsals, you know, and stuff like that.
Sure.
And so I alter the way that I rehearse depending on the level of people that I have for the set production.
Okay, so quickly tell me that now you've got a phenomenal cast of young professionals who are very gifted. All of them are really doing extremely well in their careers and clearly are going to have a professional careers as singers. How do they work with the amateur singers?
So that's actually a very good question. And I'm very lucky. This cast of singers are amazing, you know, ranging from, you know, people who are in the COC Young Artist Ensemble, you know, to people who have graduated from the Toronto's University of Toronto Opera School.
That's very exciting.
You know, so on and so forth.
Yes.
So what's interesting is that for young artists, this is a great opportunity for them to be able to get into roles, especially main roles, you know, like for the first time.
Mm.
And interesting for them, working with community members in the chorus not only require them, of course, to do their craft and really to hone their craft, but also learn to be leaders and to be example of people who are not professional, you know, artists. And honestly, our chorus adores every single soloist, and they're just always so enamored, you know, like by looking at them and seeing how amazing that they are. And it makes them sing better too.
And it teaches a great ensemble work so that the story is better told, don't you think?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Jennifer, I want to thank you so much for talking with us today. It sounds like a wonderful production and fascinating, and well done for programming Aaron Copland's The Tenderland.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for speaking with us today. We've been
talking
with Jennifer Tung, Artistic Director of Toronto City Opera, about Aaron Copland's The Tenderland. It's on stage June 18th, 20th, and 22nd at the Al Green Theatre at Blue Air in Spadina. And you can find tickets at torontocityopera.com/tenderland.